Well, I also noticed, and I mean, I bought the parts and the pieces and then put it together, followed the instructions, loaded the All-Star software on it, and then programmed the frequency I want. And I bought the little Shari radio. That wasn't expensive at all. And I was just missing a couple key things, like flipping the cord over when I program it and flipping it back for it. So that was like a dope moment kind of thing.